Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. That's 800-760-1845.
The following program is brought to you in living color.
Ladies and gentlemen,
let the attack begin.
What are you doing here?
Testing for radioactivity.
Radioactivity? What is this radioactivity?
Warning. You're about to hear does not necessarily share the opinions and viewpoints of this radio station. Some of the material and interviews have been altered for entertainment purposes only. If you have any complaints about the Dorfon Sports Radio program, please contact our customer care service center at 1-800.
Yo, mama!
And now, the most eye-popping, jaw-dropping, smash-mouth, bone-crunching, heart-stopping, cutting-edge, interactive sports commentary show on the radio, Dorf on Sports. Now, here's your host, Andy Dorf.
Good morning, sports fans all across that globe. Welcome in, everybody. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Dorfman flying solo today, so get ready for the rants, get ready for the rage, get ready for the Dorfman to bring it to you in full frickin' throttle, baby. It's week 8 of the NFL. Yep, it's here, people. Week 8 is here. The World Series is tied. Coming back to AZ, baby. You gotta love that. Those snakes, man. What can we say about those snakes? I'll have John Poulter to talk about that on the other side. Speaking of which, we'll be breaking down the World Series. We'll talk about the NHL hockey season that is just upon us as well. So, tons to talk about in the sports world today, people. Believe me, NCAA football, college football, it's going crazy. It's that time of the year, man. We're like, we get our first rankings this Tuesday, I believe. The first rankings of who is that team? Who are those teams? Who's going to be those teams battling out for the national title? So, pretty cool time in our sports world right now. Fury gets it done over the weekend in a fight. Obviously, so much to dive into today. Week 8 is here, man. If you can't tell, I'm jacked up about Week 8, but I'm really jacked up about the Arizona Diamondbacks and how they've knotted this thing up 1-1 in Texas after the crazy Game 1 that they battled and they were winning and then losing. Come back the way they did Game 2? Are you freaking kidding me? Those are my D-backs, baby. I got to take a break on the other side. I'm going to hook up with John Poulter, my professor of sports. We'll break down this World Series, man. It's been awesome so far as I'm concerned. Keep it close, everybody. It's the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. I'm the Dorfman Stan. I'll be right back. Keep it close, y'all.
If you're struggling to keep up with conversations, avoiding restaurants because you can't understand the waiter, if you've got the TV volume way up, then you really need these. These tiny but powerful little hearing aids are the Nano CIC Rechargeable, priced at only $297 for a full pair. And no, these are not simply amplifiers. These are ultra-high quality, ultra-reliable hearing aids, priced thousands less than other hearing aids. They fit right in your ear. Nothing shows on the back of your ear. And at only $297 for a full pair. When you order today, Nano will give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Order right now and Nano will give you a free portable charging case and even ship them to you for free. Here's the number. Call now.
800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. That's 800-278-1738.
Looking for a fun way to win up to 25 times your money this football season? Test your skills on Prize Picks, the most exciting way to play daily fantasy sports. Just select two or more players, pick more or less on their projection for a wide variety of statistics, and place your entry. It's as easy as that. If you have the skills, you can turn $10 into $250 with just a few taps. Easy gameplay, quick withdrawals, and an enormous selection of players and stat options are what make Prize Picks the number one daily fantasy sports app. Ready to test your skills? Join the Prize Picks community of more than 7 million football fans who have already signed up. Right now, Prize Picks will match your first deposit up to $100. Just visit prizepicks.com/byline and use code BYLINE. That's code BYLINE. At prizepicks.com/byline for a first deposit matchup to $100. Prize Picks, daily fantasy sports made easy.
Are you looking to improve your baseball swing? You need the Rip Grip Pro. Co-created by Dodgers AAA star Drew Avens, the Rip Grip Pro will help you stay palm up, palm down, and pull the barrel of the bat through the zone instead of pushing it. Check out Drew's videos at ripgrippro.com, and you'll see how this can help you or the baseball player in your family improve your ABs. Get the adjustability in your swing that you need. Go to ripgrippro.com. That's ripgrippro.com.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Alrighty, people, welcome back in. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Andy Dorf coming at you solo style. So, with that being said, phone number, people, 1-800-878-7529. Hit me up on X, whatever the heck that thing is. It's Dorf on Sports there. Dorf on Sports on Facebook. The real Dorf on Sports on IG. Okay, so we got to get real with what we've seen with the baseball so far. Okay, so let's bring you back in time to Friday when the Arizona Diamondbacks and the Texas Rangers were playing on a Friday night. Beautiful night here in Phoenix, Arizona, by the way. The D-backs are winning that game the whole way. Ninth inning comes up. Corey Seager gets in there, hits that two-run shot. We're going extra innings. D-backs don't get it done, and they lose in dramatic, crazy, chaotic fashion, right? And then what do you got to do? Well, you got to get ready to play the next day. And somehow you got to forget about that mess from game one, where you were three outs away from having a 1-0 lead. We'll get into after they tied it up here in a moment, because then you're thinking like, wow, we could have been up 2-0. But that's getting ahead of ourselves a little bit. So when you think about what happens in that ball game, all the momentum is going the D-backs' way until it doesn't. And to me, that's what I find most attractive about this Arizona Diamondback team. See, I wish John was here today because I forgot it's that time of the year already. He started curling, so I forgot that John wasn't going to be on with us today. Shows you how old I'm getting, too, by the way. I'm in my 50s now, so I forget more. But here's the point. I text John the other day before game two, or during game two, when the score was still 0-0. Maybe it was early in the game. I said to him, and I wish he was here, and we'll get him to, when he is back, we'll get him to tell me if I did or did not say this, but I'm telling you I did, people. I said to him, my exact quote, or my exact tweet back to him was, they are a resilient bunch. They will win tonight. And I was talking about game two. And at this point, people, if you want to continue to doubt who this Arizona Diamondback team is, go ahead. Be your own guest. You got a green light to think whatever the hell you want to think. But I also said this during game one. I said if I was a gambling guy, which I'm not, I would take the Arizona Diamondbacks to win this series. They've got a few things going for them. Number one, they beat my Milwaukee Brewers, which is really, I'm not joking. Look at the history of this thing, people. Like six of the last nine teams that have played my Milwaukee Brewers, they've gone on to win the World Series, okay? They've beaten them, and then they've gone on to win the World Series. So the record is pretty good. When you can beat the Milwaukee Brewers in the postseason, you got a good shot. Okay, that was one. That was one thing that I liked about them. But the other, there's a lot of things to like about them, too. But by the way, I'm not the hugest local guy. Like, I'm really tough on these teams. Tough on the D-backs. I'm tough on the Suns. I'm tough on the Cardinals, obviously. But out of all these squads, I truly believe that the Arizona Diamondbacks are the most likable team here. Like, they got guys that you want to root for. Carroll, Martell. There's just guys that you like. Walker, Evan Longoria. Like, there's just pieces to this team. And Torrey Lavella has done such a great job. It's not like Bruce Bochy has done a bad job with the Rangers, too. Like, if you really think about this, I've been trying to think and digest this World Series to myself. Because, like, I'm like, this isn't all that intriguing. However, it is intriguing. Because these are two teams that we never really thought would be here in the frickin' first place. But they are. And they're representing pretty damn well. So at the end of the day, you know, all those people that were talking about the World Series, oh, the World Series is going to be blousy. I don't think so. I think we got ourselves one hell of a World Series. If you can't tell already, game one, the way that thing went down, and then game two, the way that the D-backs were able to respond and respond in a major way. Like, let's be honest, man. 5-6 is what they lose, and they're up 5-3, and they have all the momentum. And then Seager and Garcia, these guys come out there, and they knock them out of the park, literally knock them out of the park, and they're winning the game, and all of a sudden the D-backs are scratching their damn head, but this team is so resilient, they're such a tough bunch, and they really don't care, because they know if they do things right, they're going to have another opportunity. And that's what happened in game two, man, and holy hell. 16 hits, 9 runs, and the pitching, holy cow, man. Where in the hell did this pitching come from for the D-backs? They're getting it from everybody, man. Like Kelly was lights out. Kelly was freaking lights out, man. So yeah, I think the D-backs really have something going here, people. And if you don't believe that they can get it done at this point, I think you're beyond foolish. And then here's the other thing that kind of bothered me about this whole playoff run that they've been on so far, which is absolutely incredible. because they have not been a favorite. They have not been favored in any of the series, okay? They weren't a favorite against the Brewers. They weren't a favorite against the Dodgers. Nope. Not a favorite against the Texas Rangers. No. And what do? They just go out there and they handle their business. And then when they get down, they don't get baffled and they don't get worried. Like that, to me, that is so impressive. So impressive what I'm seeing from these young D-backs. They got like four dudes that are 25 or under that are having a huge impact. So I think the future is really bright for the Arizona Diamondbacks. And man, you know, I was here when they did it in 2001. Thinking about 2021 when they lost 110 games a couple of years ago. And to think of where they are right now, come on, man. Like, you got to give credit where credit is due. And I'm impressed. So what happens now? They got a chance Monday, right? Got a chance Monday in Arizona. Got a chance Tuesday in Arizona. And then, you know what? Wow. You go up 3-1 with an opportunity on Wednesday, November 1st, to like close this thing down in Arizona. Otherwise, you go back to Texas Friday and potentially Saturday. Just depending on how long this thing goes, right? But we've got ourselves a hell of a World Series. That's what I'm trying to tell you people. All the people that thought this thing wasn't going to be any fun, wasn't going to be any good, guess again, because you're wrong. This D-back team is resilient. They ain't going anywhere. I got to go, though. I got to take a break. So I'll be back in a few. Keep it close, everybody. It's the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Yours truly, Andy Dorf, flying at solo. I'll be right back.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. That's 800-949-0039. Paid for by the Tax Helpline.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
How would you like to get high-speed internet for your home for less than $2 a day? That's right, for about $50 a month, you'll get lightning-fast internet. Are you paying less than $50 a month right now for your internet? Then call Whole Home Connect right now for blazing-fast internet at $50 a month with no price increases, no hidden fees, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees. It's a great deal. And guess what? You can try it for 15 days. days. If you don't like it, you get your money back. But you're going to love it. And you're going to love the price. Internet for your home for $50 a month. That's less than $2 a day. Plus, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees, and our 15-day guarantee. Call now. 800-617-5145. 800-617-5145. 800-617-5145. That's 800-617-5145.
Alrighty, everybody, welcome back in, people. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Andy Dorf flying solo today. You can get at me if you would like, 1-800-878-7529. Those are my digits. You can hit me up on Twitter or X, whatever the heck that thing is. It's Dorf on Sports there, too. And then, obviously, IG, it's the real Dorf on Sports there. Okay, so just a final thought on what I was telling you earlier about the World Series. Look, bottom line is, you never know what you're going to get until you have it play out. And we have ourselves a really, really good matchup. At the end of the day, I think we're all going to be happy and we're all going to be very satisfied with the outcome, whether it's the Diamondbacks or the Rangers, because these two teams have really put on a pretty solid show thus far and throughout the whole postseason. So kudos to both of these teams for showing up and representing. And let's just have this World Series be so much better than people ever gave it credit for. That's my thought. All right, want to talk a little NBA hoops because obviously the association got started. And I blew that in my opening now that I think about it, because I hit on everything that happened other than the fact that the NBA season is upon us. And I'm telling you what, man, this is going to be a lot of fun. This is going to be one of those seasons we are going to remember. And I'm going to remember for a few different reasons. Early on right now, if you look at some of the things that are going on early in the league, and again, it's really early. We're two games in, maybe three. I'm noticing something that I don't like for the Phoenix Suns, and that is that Bradley Beal is having trouble getting on the floor, and Devin Booker has a foot issue that seems to be lingering. Chris Middleton, I'm objective here, and people are telling me I need to give it a chance and I need to let things happen, but I also need to be aware and I also need to understand that when guys are supposed to play X amount of minutes and they don't play those minutes, they play less than those minutes, to me that's concerning. So let me make my point even more clear. The other night, LeBron James, and they're different, okay? So let me put that out there right away. Chris Middleton coming back from knee surgery, it's different than LeBron managing his minutes because he's older and they want to have him fresher for the time of the year that makes sense, which is the postseason. I look at it a little different. I'm old school. I've seen what the guys had to do before them. I'm seeing what the guys are doing today, and it kind of annoys me. It kind of makes me disappointed in today's athlete. I'm talking about how many days off they take. I'm talking about the fact that they get paid whether they play or not. Back in the day, that just wasn't the way it was. Like, if you didn't play, You didn't get paid. So I think that the way that the world has worked and the way that we are accepting of doing less but getting more, it's bizarre to me. I'm sorry. I don't understand it. I'm at a loss. You know, as I've gotten older, I've got friends that tell me things like, hey, you know, you live and you do what you can do as long as you can until you literally just can't take it anymore. You know, I've started to understand that a lot more and more as I've gotten older. And it makes more and more sense to me, those statements and those words. I'm watching a movie the other day. Can't remember the name of it. It's like called The Three Old Guys or The Old Guys or whatever it is with Bill Burr. It's on Netflix. And the guy is sitting there and he's talking about all the things that kind of bother him about what he sees in the world. And then he's at like breakfast or something. And there's a guy that's a lot older than him. But this guy is a lot older than him is complaining about the same damn things that he's complaining about. And he's realizing that, like, he's not that different from that guy. So I have a real, real problem with today's athlete. They want to get paid, but they don't want to play that much. So I find that insulting. I don't know how you find it, but I find it a little bit insulting. You know, people pay top dollar to go see the best players in the world. And sometimes the best players in the world don't show up for those people. And to me, that there's something that's fundamentally wrong with that. Like, you are paid to go do something. You are paid to play a game. How many people in the world would love to play a game for their job, for their career? Like, come on, man. So there's some early trends that I'm not liking. I don't like to see guys taking games off this early in the season. And in some cases, I think you need to be concerned. I really do. Look, Dame time going to Milwaukee is huge. But it's only huge if all those pieces to the puzzle work together. If we don't have that, if we don't have cash being cash, then Dame time's got to be like Dame time on steroids. Giannis has got to be Giannis on steroids. Not literally, but you get my point. You got to have that guy. You just have to. So I'm a little concerned. Little concerned about some of these guys not being able to get out on the floor early. And it's like Middleton's taking today off. So here, again, this is the other thing that drives me absolutely insane. Back-to-back games. Guys take the first night off, they play the second, or they take play the first night, take the second night. Like, that's what they're doing with mids. And I get it. I understand it. I totally understand it. And people want to get on me about it. But to me, there's concern when you're supposed to play 20 minutes, you play 16. Okay, it doesn't seem like a big deal. But then you have 3 days off, and then you can't play the first night of a back-to-back because they want to hold you off for the second night because they think that might be the tougher game. I don't know the logic. I don't understand the analytics because I only know one way, which is to go out there and ball out and play your hardest. Okay, that's all I really freaking know. It's all I know. I don't know this take days off and rest up thing. I don't know that. It's never been a part of my DNA. So I have a problem with a lot of what I'm seeing. You know, I have a normal schedule and a normal routine for how I go about my day. And quite frankly, I hate to say it, it's the same every damn day. And if I don't do the same thing every day, I'm lost. I'm not doing what I'm supposed to be doing. So I'm very curious to see how some of these teams handle load management this year when they change things up a little bit. Got to play at least 65 games so that you can be a part of the awards and all that stuff for the season. Well, Bradley Beal's yet to see the floor, as far as I'm concerned, and as far as I know. You know, they're 3 games in, so, you know, the clock starts to tick, right? Like, you have a certain amount of games to play a certain amount of games. So if you're taking time off now, I think that's concerning. I really, really do. And people want to tell me I'm nuts and crazy and overreacting. I don't necessarily think I'm overreacting. I'm reacting to what I'm seeing happen right in front of my eyes. That's what I'm reacting to. I think in a lot of cases, people are underreacting to what they're seeing instead of my overreaction a little bit. Hear that music? I know I gotta take a break, so I will. I'll come back and I'll continue to rap about the sports world, people. Keep it close, everybody. Andy Dorf, Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. I'll be right back.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now, before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. That's 800-915-9654.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328.
800-293-0328.
That's 800-293-0328.
Alrighty, everybody, welcome back. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Andy Dorf flying solo today. Get at me, 1-800-878-7529. Hit me up on XYZ. It's Dorf on Sports. Hit me up on IG. It's the real Dorf on Sports there. Forgot about where I was there in general. Okay, so want to run you through some college football real quick. Georgia obviously got it done, 43-20 over Florida. That's your number one team in the country, Georgia, I'm talking about. The Ohio State Buckeyes go into Madison, Camp Randall, where they haven't lost a Saturday night game, I believe, since 2016, and it was against the Ohio State Buckeyes, and they did it again. Although I will tell you, this was not like, this was a struggle. This wasn't easy. This was tough. Ohio State, they didn't look great. I'll be honest. Like they've got to be that one team that wins about as ugly as you could possibly imagine. Like to me, that's who they are. They win ugly, but they win. Like there's something to be said for the fact that they are able to get the W's and win. So more power to them. Florida State, I'm starting to like this team more and more each and every week. The when I watch them play, I think they got something brewing. I really do. So I like what I'm seeing from Florida State. They got it done pretty big, pretty impressive over Wake Forest. But again, not necessarily the juggernaut there. Washington wins. That's the team that we got to kind of watch, obviously, right? You know, Washington, they're in the mix. They're number five in the country. I think the shocker of the day was that Oklahoma going down to Kansas. Obviously, Jason Bean, the quarterback for them, gets it done. Not like the greatest game for him by any means. Like, I think the dude had 200.
Okay, getting back at it here. Sorry about that, people. Andy Dorf, Dorf on Sports, Weekend Edition. I had a little technical difficulty. However, I was talking college football, so I'll get back into the college football. Look, I want to just make this clear and make this very, very understood. First, the first time we're going to see the rankings is this coming Tuesday. Okay? We know who the four teams are going to be. We know. We all know this. It's not rocket science by any means, right? So it's just a matter of, you know, what you prefer at this point in time. Because things are going to change. That's what I'm trying to tell you. Things are definitely going to change. So with that being said, we know Ohio State's going to be in the mix. We know Florida State's going to be in the mix. We know Michigan's going to be in the mix. And we know that Georgia is going to be in the mix. But those are your four teams, people. Okay? Those are your four teams that are going to be leading the way, at least this time, right now, at this moment, for the national championship. Those are your teams. And then probably on the outside looking in, you got that Washington team. And then after Oklahoma loses now, right, like they're no longer in this thing. Like they just lost out. They're donezo. They're done. When you lose to Kansas, who's not known for football, you're in trouble, right? So Oklahoma, you're out of the mix. That opens it up maybe for another Pac-12 school. That's why I wish I had my guy Mike Wilson with me today, because at the end of the day, he knows this stuff inside and out, but don't have him. So with that being said, bottom line is this, people. Watch and see what happens, okay? Because I really, really, truly believe that things will get shaken up. Michigan plays against Ohio State relatively soon. That shouldn't change those two guys, like where they're at, when you think about it, right? Because, why? They're both in the top. They're both right up there. They're tops. So if they lose to each other, to me, like that's kind of understood that one of those teams obviously is going to go down. It's a matter of how bad did they lose, right? Like, how bad could Ohio State beat Michigan? How bad could Michigan beat Ohio State? I don't know. I think we're going to wind up having ourselves one hell of a football game, to be honest with you. So it'll be very interesting to me to see how things get played out with college football and everything else. So very intriguing, very interesting to see what will happen with this first ranking, but we know who's going to be who. We just don't know the order, potentially. So with that being said, excited for the first rankings to come out. I want to see how it all plays out. I'm going to go through a few more of these games for you, okay? So I just want to get this back up. I had a little technical difficulty with my computer, so now I'm getting things back up and running. I apologize for that. Look, bottom line is we have a lot to decide in all of these sports, whether it's college football, whether it's the NBA that just got started, NHL hockey just got started as well. There's a lot to be decided. And the only way we decide these things, obviously, is as time goes on and we see who's healthy. Because as we know, like part of my argument earlier about the whole not playing thing, we know how guys do it these days. They try to preserve themselves and be ready for the postseason. That's kind of been the new blueprint. That's kind of the new model that we have. Look, I don't necessarily like it, but it's the way that the games are being played right now. So let me get back to this. Texas, they showed up against a BYU team that, you know, is okay at best. But Texas, they're still in the mix, but on the outside looking in. I was impressed with Oregon. Oregon just whooping up on Utah was very impressive to me. Oregon had a lot to play for. They really did. Utah was trying to get back into that mix. Oregon, they got a shot. They're on the outside looking in. Penn State held off a charge from Indiana. Indiana's not a good football team, right? But Penn State, they did rebound a little bit from the loss that they had. So good to see that from them. Oregon State going down to Arizona. This is why I'd love to have my guy Mike Wilson. For those that don't know, he's an Oregon State Beav. He went to Oregon State, and he loves that school, rightfully so. Loves the baseball team, loves the football, loves it all. They went down to Arizona, and I got to tell you, man, I watched a little bit of this football game. It was Pac-12 after dark style. My girlfriend and I are in bed, and she's like, is this game really on TV? I said, yes, it really is on TV. It's happening down in Tucson. So at like 10:30 at night, but it's going, and it's happening. Anyways, Arizona's, like, fun to watch. I got to tell you, they are an absolutely fun team to watch. I find myself saying, wow, Arizona, they're a fun watch, which can't say that about them for a long, long time. Ole Miss gets it done against Vandy. Not too surprised or shocked there. Ole Miss top 15 in the country right now, for those that don't know. So they're not a bad football program right now. Notre Dame destroyed Pittsburgh. Only reason I care about this game at all is because I have friends that went to Pittsburgh. They flew to South Bend for this game to go see Pitt play Notre Dame. And quite frankly, they got to see Notre Dame play. They got to see Notre Dame play a whole heck of a lot. to the tune of 58 points, and their Pittsburgh team was only able to put up 7. So I'm assuming they had a tough weekend. I'm assuming it was a long weekend. I'm assuming they didn't have much fun at that game. But the atmosphere itself had to be really, really cool. I'm excited to hear what they thought about it. So, sorry Notre Dame just walked all over you, Pittsburgh, but I think it was kind of expected to a certain degree. Georgia Tech beating North Carolina, a little bit of a shocker there, and Georgia Tech really had a solid fourth quarter, played extremely well to get it done, scoring 22 points or so in that fourth quarter. North Carolina was on pace, like they were a top 20 team. That loss is going to hurt them big time. This is a shocker to me, Duke. Duke got no points. They got beat 23-0 by Louisville. And the week before, maybe 2 weeks, I think it was last week, Duke played Florida State relatively well. So I'm really shocked that Louisville went out there and was able to handle Duke the way that they did. I know Leonard is a little banged up, the quarterback for Duke, and he hasn't been the same guy for the last couple, 3-4 weeks now, which you've seen the steady decline with this Duke Blue Devil team, which they're not known for playing football, by the way, either, but they've been relatively good all season long, and now they're starting to falter a little bit. So kind of feel bad for them because injuries are starting to hamper them too much. Air Force beating Colorado State, not a big deal there. Tennessee playing Kentucky, that was a fun game. 33-27 was the final there, and Tennessee does get it done. Kentucky, look, they're not known for football either, let's be honest. But they a couple few weeks ago, they were ranked in the top 25. So now they're out of the top 25. They got basketball season to look forward to. Tennessee, another relatively good basketball school, but they also have had their fair share of good football, i.e. Peyton Manning, my buddy Terry Fair, the ticket he played there. That's my boy. That's my guy, man. I haven't talked to T. Fair in a long, long time, but holy hell, brings me back to some good moments and good memories in my life when I was talking to T. Fair, the ticket from Tennessee, and Peyton Manning days. Those are fun days. Tulane beating Rice. Tulane's not a bad football team. Like, wow. I watched them a little bit. They can score. They can put it up. That was kind of fun. UCLA beating Colorado. I guess that hype on Colorado, you know, it lasted, right? Lasted for about a month. Lasted for 4 or 5 weeks. And now all of a sudden, Colorado is an average football team at 4-4. And we're not hearing much about prime time and Colorado and that whole situation. So interesting. USC, man, I don't know what to think about USC anymore. I really wish Mike was here for this one because they let Cal put up 49 points on them. So I don't think that's impressive. USC's defense has more holes than Swiss cheese. So at the end of the day, they're really not going anywhere. Caleb Williams is going to be the guy that a lot of people want to take. I say proceed with caution. I say be a little careful. I don't know if this guy is the answer for a lot of teams, a lot of organizations that need that quarterback, right? Like I just don't know. So college football, man, we got our first rankings coming out on Tuesday, and I told you the players. I know what they're going to be, and I just don't exactly know the order. I guess you could make an argument for an Ohio State team to be one, but Georgia, all they've done is win, so how do you take it away from them? They're already one. I don't know. It's going to be interesting to see how they figure that thing out. Anyways, I know I'm up against it, so I probably need to take a pause for the cause. I'm going to do that. I'll come back, and I'll wrap up this hour, people. Keep it close, everybody. I'm Andy Dorf. You're hanging out with me here on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. I'll be right back.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-378-3508. 800-378-3508. That's 800-378-3508. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
If you served in the Marine Corps, by now you know about the contaminated water problem at Camp Lejeune. If you were stationed or worked at Camp Lejeune from 1953 to 1987, you probably have a lot of questions. We have some answers. You could be entitled to compensation. Billions of dollars are being allocated to pay for damages to anyone stationed at Camp Lejeune during that time. Unfortunately, it appears that officials may have known the contaminated water problem existed and did little to protect their men. The Semper Fi Code was not honored. If you or someone in your family has developed a serious illness, including various forms of cancer, call this Camp Lejeune legal support line right now. You can't turn back the clock and change what happened, but you can certainly call right now and learn your rights as a Marine. Here's the number.
800-725-1651. 800-725-1651. That's 800-725-1651. Paid for by Legal Alert Line.
Alrighty, people, welcome back. Final time this hour. Dorfman flying solo and having technical difficulties, this, that, and the other. But you know what? It makes no freaking difference. You know why? Because nobody cares. You got to keep moving. You got to keep going. 1-800-878-7529. Those are my digits. You can hit me up on this XYZ thing. It's called Dorf on Sports there. You can hit me up on Instagram at The Real Dorf on Sports there. And obviously, as y'all know, hour two, I primarily just talk NFL because it's the king of all sports and it's just, it's that good. It's like a soap opera for men. Like, not kidding, not joking, man. NFL football is a soap opera for men because week to week, our emotions are up and down all over the frickin' joint. You're happy, you're sad, you're mad, you're crying, you're laughing. Football, right? Like football, football, football. It just gets to people. It gets to people in a way that other sports just don't. Have you seen, thinking of this, have you seen some of the nonsense from like crowds where people are getting in fights? Guys and girls, man. Like guys are beating up girls at these games. It's sad, man. It is really sad. So sports bring out the best and the worst of us. Let's just try to bring out the best of us more so. You know? Hour one in the books, people. Hour two on the horizon. It's all about the NFL Week 8, baby. Keep it close. I'm DRF, man. Saying peace. I'll talk to you in about 6 minutes for hour two of the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Keep it close, y'all.
USA News, I'm Skip Kelly. Pope Francis is repeating his call for a ceasefire between Israel and Hamas. In his Angelus prayer at the Vatican today, the Pope also called for Hamas to release Israelis that it's holding as hostages. And he called on the world to continue providing aid to the besieged Palestinian enclave of Gaza. In an emotional appeal for a ceasefire, Pope Francis said, "War is always a defeat." A staggering number of Americans are facing food insecurity.
According to a recent report from the Department of Agriculture, more than 44 million Americans resided in households struggling with food access in 2022, marking an increase of over 10 million from the prior year. In response to the findings, Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack expressed his strong dissatisfaction in a press release. Among the households dealing with food insecurity, more than 13 million include children. I'm John Schaefer.
The former vice president will not be running. In a surprise announcement during a speech at a Republican-Jewish coalition event on Saturday, Mike Pence has dropped out of the race for the 2024 U.S. presidential election, as the former VP has struggled to mobilize support and boost flagging poll numbers. Pence's withdrawal could mark the start of a thinning of the herd of contenders, with several candidates still polling in single digits, behind Donald Trump with more than 50% support, and Florida Governor Ron DeSantis in second place with 14%. Pence has just 3.8% support in the Republican primary race. The suspected shooter in last Wednesday's shooting spree in Lewiston, Maine, Robert Card, may have left a note behind. Maine Department of Public Safety Commissioner Mike Soschuk describes the contents.
It's a note to a loved one and is saying that this is the passcode for my phone. This is the bank account numbers. I wouldn't describe it as an explicit suicide note, but the tone and tenor was that the individual was not going to be around and wanted to make sure that this loved one had access to his phone and whatever was in his phone.
This is USA News.
Right now, you can eliminate odors, mold, mildew, bacteria, and viruses in your home with the Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier. The Eden Pure Thunderstorm uses oxy technology that naturally sends out O3 molecules that seek out and destroy odors. The Thunderstorm doesn't mask or cover up bad smells. It eliminates them, leaving that fresh, clean smell, just like after a thunderstorm. The Thunderstorm is small, plugs right into the wall, and fits in the palm of your hand. Put one in your basement, bedroom, family room, kitchen, or anywhere you want clean, fresh air. It even includes a USB cord for your car or truck. Right now, save $200 on an Eden Pure Thunderstorm 3-pack for whole home protection. That's three units for under $200, a fraction of the cost compared to other air purifiers. Go to EdenPureDeals.com and use discount code USA3 to save $200. That's EdenPureDeals.com. Use USA and the number 3. Shipping is free.
Health insurance, unaffordable for a majority of those people in the United States right now.
More than 50% of Americans, including those with employer-sponsored insurance, find health care costs challenging. A Commonwealth Fund survey reveals that even for those who bought their own insurance, such as on the Affordable Care Act marketplaces, 57% face difficulties paying for health care this year. The study indicates that expenses are causing many to forego necessary medical care, with nearly 40% reporting they skipped treatment or prescription drugs in the past year due to financial constraints. I'm John Schaefer.
Fans of Matthew Perry have been gathering outside the apartment building where Friends was filmed to leave flowers for the late actor. The Grove Street building in Lower Manhattan was used as the exterior for the famous TV location, and fans have been lighting candles outside the building since learning of Perry's death. The news broke Saturday night that the Emmy-nominated actor had been found dead in his Los Angeles home. An investigation into his death is underway. Former President Trump came out swinging last night in Las Vegas, calling President Biden a crook who's seeking to imprison him.
Until he indicted me, I never talked this way, but now I say gloves are off. You know, he started a precedent.
The former president continues to enjoy a sizable lead in most GOP polls for president. The Texas Rangers wasted no time tying the World Series at one game apiece Saturday night, handing the Arizona Diamondbacks a 9-1 loss in Arlington, Texas. Game 3 is slated for Monday night in Phoenix, with the first pitch set to be thrown at 8:03 p.m. I'm Skip Kelly, USA News.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get annuity do's and don'ts for baby boomers and the annuity rate report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. That's 800-760-1845.
The following program is brought to you in living color.
Ladies and gentlemen,
let the attack begin.
What are you doing here?
Testing for radioactivity.
Radioactivity? What is this radioactivity?
Warning. The program you're about to hear does not necessarily share the opinions and viewpoints of this radio station. Some of the material and interviews have been altered for entertainment purposes only. If you have any complaints about the Dorf on Sports radio program, please contact our customer care service center at 1-800.
Yo, mama!
And now, the most eye-popping, jaw-dropping, smash-mouth, bone-crunching, heart-stopping, cutting-edge, interactive sports commentary show on the radio, Dorf on Sports. Now, here's your host, Andy Dorf.
Good morning, good afternoon, and maybe even good evening, people. Welcome in, everybody. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Dorfman flying solo. Hour number two is all about the NFL. Week 8 is upon us, everybody. All kinds of storylines and all kinds of ups and downs and this and that and whatever you can imagine happening on a football field. I'm going to tell you what, it might just well happen on this given Sunday, everybody. So, woo, buckle up, everybody, buckle up. There's all kinds of injuries to talk about. There's all kinds of teams that absolutely need a W in Week 8 to turn their season around or keep their season rolling. Obviously, Baltimore looked really, really good against Detroit a week ago. They come to the desert today to play the Arizona Cardinals, and we all know what happens in the desert. Sometimes it's good, sometimes it's bad, and sometimes it's chaotic. So just buckle up, man. Week 8 is here. Obviously, you've got the Vikings who beat the San Francisco 49ers going to Green Bay. We'll see if they can back up a very, very solid win for them a week ago. The Browns, they continue to win even though Deshaun Watson not playing and not even playing very well when he does play. So a lot of interesting stuff to talk about. The Kansas City Chiefs, I don't think we're talking about them enough, and I really don't. Patrick Mahomes, all he does is win and throw touchdowns to guys that we don't even know their freaking name. Anyways, I hear that music. I know I'm getting crazy. I'm getting warmed up. I'm getting loose. A lot to dive into. It's week 8 of the NFL, people. Keep it close. I'm Andy Dorf. You're hanging out with me here on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. I'll be right back.
If you're struggling to keep up with conversations, avoiding restaurants because you can't understand the waiter, if you've got the TV volume way, way up, then you really need these. These tiny but powerful little hearing aids are the Nano CIC Rechargeable, priced at only $297 for a full pair. And no, these are not simply amplifiers. These are ultra-high quality, ultra-reliable hearing aids, priced thousands less than other hearing aids. They fit right in your ear. Nothing shows on the back of your ear. And at only $297 for a full pair. When you order today, Nano will give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Order right now and Nano will give you a free portable charging case and even ship them to you for free. Here's the number. Call now.
800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. That's 800-278-1738.
Are you looking to improve your baseball swing? You need the Rip Grip Pro. Co-created by Dodgers AAA star Drew Avens, the Rip Grip Pro will help you stay palm up, palm down and pull the barrel of the bat through the zone instead of pushing it. Check out Drew's videos at ripgrippro.com and you'll see how this can help you or the baseball player in your family improve your ABs. Get the adjustability in your swing that you need. Go to ripgrippro.com. That's ripgrippro.com.
Looking for a fun way to win up to 25 times your money this football season? Test your skills on Prize Picks, the most exciting way to play daily fantasy sports. Just select two or more players, pick more or less on their projection for a wide variety of statistics, and place your entry. It's as easy as that. If you have the skills, you can turn $10 into $250 with just a few taps. Easy gameplay, quick withdrawals, and an enormous selection of players and stat options are what make Prize Picks the number one daily fantasy sports app. Ready to test your skills? Join the Prize Picks community of more than 7 million football fans who have already signed up. Right now, Prize Picks will match your first deposit up to $100. Just visit prizepicks.com/byline and use code BYLINE. That's code BYLINE. At prizepicks.com/byline for a first deposit matchup to $100. Prize Picks, daily fantasy sports made easy.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside. Repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
All righty, everybody. Welcome back in, my people. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Andy Dorf flying solo. I don't mind flying solo, by the way, because obviously it gives me a chance to rant, rave, get a little insane, and get a little bit out of my head. So I don't mind it. Get at me, by the way, if you'd like. 1-800-878-7529. You can always hit me up on Twitter. It's or whatever the heck that thing is. You just hit me up on that other thing. I'm at Dorf on Sports. Hit me up on IG. It's the real Dorf on Sports there. At least they haven't changed Instagram. I can still relate to that. All right, so let's roll through things here, okay? Let me just set the tone. Rams are playing the Cowboys today. Vikings are playing the Packers. Falcons are playing the Titans. Saints are playing the Colts. Patriots are playing the Dolphins. Jets are playing the Giants. Jaguars are playing the Steelers. Eagles have the Commanders. Texans have the winless Panthers. The Browns play the Seahawks. The Chiefs play the Broncos. Ravens are here in the desert to play the Cardinals. The Bengals have the 49ers. I got my eye on that game, kind of, to be honest with you. Bears play the Chargers. We already had that Thursday nighter. The Buccaneers played the Bills. Bills did get it done 24-18. Not the most impressive win. And I'm not that high on Josh Allen and or the Bills, I'll be honest with you. And then the Monday nighter is going to be a really interesting, fun one. I don't know who's going to be at that game that isn't covered in some kind of face paint. Because you have the Raiders playing the lie downs. And they're not going to lie down on Monday night. There's no way. Especially after the way they lied down in Baltimore. Holy hell. I haven't addressed that. I need to address that immediately. What the hell were people smoking when they were talking about the Detroit frickin' Lions being the best team in the NFC? Yo, slow your roll. Slow way the F down. Seriously. Slow way the F down, people. Like, they haven't won Jack, you know what. I am restraining myself so bad right now, too, because I've been watching this Pat McAfee guy, and they get away with saying what they want to say. I can't do that, okay? I can't. I want to, but I can't. Holy cow. Like, you got your butts literally freaking handed to you, Detroit. That wasn't even humble pie. That was like humble city, man. Like you let Lamar Jackson go insane on y'all. We forgot about Lamar Jackson, I think, until he played the Detroit Lions. Unfreaking believable. Like, seriously. So if the Lions don't respond in a major way against the Raiders, who are absolute freaking trash, like, let's be honest, man, they're trash. Okay? They're trash. That's what I've noticed about a lot of this league. There's trash. There's not a lot of elite teams. The Kansas City Chiefs are elite. I don't know about anybody besides. It's Kansas City and it's Philadelphia, y'all. Like we can play this season out, but I'm telling you right now, in Week 8, if it's not Kansas City and Philadelphia, I'm gonna be surprised as all friggin' hell. At the end of the day, when push comes to shove, literally push comes to shove, because that's what they do. They do the tush push in Philadelphia, or the brotherly love, whatever the hell they freaking call that thing. Okay? The bottom line to me is those are your two best teams. We can try to put the Bills in that category. We can try to put the 49ers, which I really want to because I love Brock Purdy. Local kid that I'd like to see good things happen for. Like, that's cool. That story's awesome. But can they really beat the Eagles? I don't think they can if the Eagles have home field advantage, okay? I still don't think we've seen the best Eagles team. I still feel like they're kind of like sleepwalking. They don't have a hangover. They're sleepwalking, though. And then people, we want, there are some people that want the Dallas Cowboys to be in that mix. They're just not. They got Dak. Okay. They got Dak. They got Mike. They're not in that category. They're the next tier. But they're not the Eagles, and they're not the 49ers either. We saw what happened when they played the 49ers. We saw. Enough said. They got their butts freaking handed to them. So we want to, like, put teams in this category. We want so damn bad to do it. They got to earn it, though. The two teams that have earned respect, the Kansas City Chiefs and the Philadelphia Eagles. Everybody else is trying to get that respect, if as far as I'm concerned. So I'm tired of hearing about the Buffalo Bills and Josh Allen potentially knocking out Patrick Mahomes and the Kansas City Chiefs. Quit telling me about it until it frickin' happens, okay? Because what I've seen is the opposite. My eyes have told me something different. Yeah, I'm fired up. I'm jacked up. You can tell. This stuff gets me hot. Because I live, breathe, sleep, and eat this stuff. Like, my girlfriend tells me how bored she is watching sports with me. You know, Saturday night, what are we doing? We're watching sports. And she's like, this isn't fun. So then we watch Irrational. Why not? I like the program. I like it a lot, actually. But you get my point, okay? This stuff, it's important to our lives. It plays with our emotions. So when you see certain things happen, and you see the way it's happening, it's either going to bother you or it's going to make you really happy. So I'm tired of hearing about all these other teams. They're two teams, people. They're the Kansas City Chiefs and there's the Philadelphia Eagles. Okay? Everybody else is trying to get to that level. That is the way I see it. And we're going to have the usual suspects. Okay? We're going to. But are the usual suspects going to be enough to beat the elite teams like the Kansas City Chiefs or the Philadelphia Eagles? I don't see it. Because if you don't have home field advantage over those teams, it is really, really difficult to go in there in January and win in those places. So if Buffalo doesn't have home field advantage, they're screwed. I'm telling you right now, they're done. They ain't winning. They're not winning anything. The team that I'm not talking about, that I do think could be a player, is the Baltimore Ravens. With the way that they have played over the last couple weeks, I don't think we've seen the best from them yet. Odell will get better. Lamar has been better. I hear the music. I know I got to take a break, so I will. But holy hell, I haven't talked about Lamar with the Ravens my home opinion. I got to take a break. I'm Andy Dorf. If it is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. I'll be right back.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands, guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. That's 800-949-0039. Paid for by the Tax Helpline.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
How would you like to get high-speed internet for your home for less than $2 a day? That's right, for about $50 a month, you'll get lightning-fast internet. Are you paying less than $50 a month right now for your internet? Then call Whole Home Connect right now for blazing-fast internet at $50 a month with no price increases, no hidden fees, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees. It's a great deal. And guess what? You can try it for 15 days. If you don't like it, you get your money back. But you're going to love it. And you're going to love the price. Internet for your home for $50 a month. That's less than $2 a day. Plus, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees, and our 15-day guarantee. Call now. 800-617-5145. 800-617-5145. 800-617-5145. That's 800-617-5145.
Alrighty, people, welcome back in. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Andy Dorf coming at you, flying solo this week because, you know what? Sometimes that's how you got to do things in life. You got to roll solo. 1-800-878-7529. Those are my digits. Hit me up on the XYZ. It's Dorf on Sports there. Hit me up on IG. It's the real Dorf on Sports there. So right before the break, I hit you with my Lamar thought, and I've always thought that potentially the Baltimore Ravens could be a real handful this season. We haven't really seen them be great. We did see them beat up on the Detroit Lions, and they have a really, really good record against the NFC in general under Lamar. So I anticipate Lamar having a very successful day here in the desert again. But I truly do like this Baltimore Raven team. I think my biggest question or concern about them will always be John Harbaugh. I'm sorry, but it will. I just wonder at times if he lets Lamar do what Lamar can do. So I think the Baltimore Ravens are a really good team. The defense has been spectacular. They don't give up a lot of points. And they really held that high-powered Detroit Lion offense to six. Like, come on. So the Ravens defense is world class. It's Super Bowl worthy, in my humble opinion. It's all about Lamar and that offense, like, being special. The other team that I'm going to keep my eye on, even though they're 3-3, it is the Cincinnati Bengals. Because we all know how good Joe Burrow is. He's, like, if there is a number two quarterback in the league right now, Patrick Mahomes has elevated and separated himself by so much. But if there is a guy that's number two, I think it's Joe Burrow. I truly do. I like Joey Big Game. He's been hurt. He's starting to get more healthy. I think they've had their bye week now, right? So, like, I think there's something to kind of look for with this Bengals team moving forward. And with the situation in 49er land where I'm not exactly sure if Brock is playing. I know he was in concussion protocol and he did get out there and he was able to practice. But like one good shot, that dude could be back out. And then Sam Darnold gets the keys and it's just a little different. It is. So I think I got to watch the Bengals over the next 3 to 4 weeks a lot and see how they get out of the early funk that they've had. And Joey Burrow getting healthier and healthier week in and week out now. This kid in Chicago, I'm not talking about Justin Fields either. It's this Bengay guy, whatever it is. I'm not even sure how to say the guy's name. But I will tell you this. I know a little bit, okay? And what he did is in the offseason, by the way, his name is Tyson. First name Tyson. And look, this kid, he went to Shepherd College, okay? I don't think many people have heard of it. Undrafted, as far as I know. Pretty big kid, though. He's like 6'3", 215. And he had all offseason to, like, work out this playbook with a buddy or two that he went and hung out with at, like, you know, just some field. Like, that's a cool story. So I want to see this kid do well. But at the same time, I don't know if it's sustainable, right? Like, he got out there and he won last week, and Nobody knew a damn thing about him. Playing the Chargers today in LA, different atmosphere. It's going to be chaotic. I wish the kid a lot of luck. I really do. I think it could be a tough day. This is maybe the game the Chargers need to kind of kickstart their season. Let's talk about the Chargers for a moment, speaking of which. 2-4? I know Austin Eckler hasn't been in the lineup because I have him on my fantasy team, and it's been hurting me all season long. My fantasy team is awful. I got killed by the injury bug, but that's beside the point. What happened to this Charger team that's supposed to be so explosive? Justin Herbert, that big arm. Austin Eckler, like I said, he's a great running back when he's healthy, but he's got Keenan Allen to throw to. I just can't stand that coach. Brandon Staley, holy cow. Talk about a dude that makes terrible decisions left and right. Talk about a dude that puts his team in pathetic, disastrous positions. Going for it on his own 30-yard line, like it happens all the time. So I'm expecting, like, the Chargers have to win today. They have to win today. If you don't win today, you are donezo. You ain't going anywhere. Like that was the other theme I told you about. There's certain teams that are like they have to win today. I think the Chargers have to win today. You lose to the Bears at this point. That is disastrous for you at this point in the season. I think the Seahawks-Browns game is pretty important. Both teams are 4-2. I think the Browns may be a little bit more surprising that they're 4-2 because Deshaun hasn't been great. He hasn't been on the field. P.J. Walker's been playing. Their running game, though, like whoever is running the ball for them, it seems to work out pretty well. Like it really does seem to work out pretty well. The Seahawks are tough at home, though. They got that 12th man thing that they like to use as their home crowd. I think that'll be a tough atmosphere, but I expect that to be a close game. Like, the Browns have a good defense, so expect that to be close. Texans, like, let's talk a little bit about C.J. Stroud for a moment. This kid's been great. Dude, they're 3-3. The Texans are 3-3. They're playing against the Panthers today. This will be a fun one, right? Because it's Bryce Young playing against C.J. Stroud, two top picks. And the Panthers are 0-6, right? And the Texans are having some success, and they're 3-3. But that's like one of those personal matchups, right? Because this is the guy you came in with. So you want to ball out against a guy like that. So I think this will be an interesting contest to kind of see whose guys will make bigger plays for them. Should be kind of fun. Should be a fun one. Jaguars-Steelers. Did we think the Steelers would be where they're at? 4-2? The defense they have is legit. The Jags have a legit defense. And the Jags are going for their fifth win in a row. For the Jags, the best thing possible for them was going to the other side of the pond. They like kind of figured things out. They had 2 weeks in a row where they were on the other side of the pond. That seemed to help them. I'm curious to see if the Steelers will play better than their college football team played, you know, Pittsburgh, who went to Notre Dame over the weekend and got their butts handed to them 58-7. I think this is an ugly football game. A lot of defense, not that much scoring. Like if these two teams combine, excuse me, if these two teams combine to score 40 points, I will honestly be surprised. I think that's like your 2017 game. It's a perfect 2017 game. But nonetheless, a big game for both of those teams. probably more important for the Steelers. I think the Jaguars have a little more leeway in their division. But very important game for both teams. Jets and Giants. Like, if you're the Jets, you can't lose this game. You cannot lose this football game. This is where Zach Wilson needs to make more plays than Tyrod Taylor. If I'm not mistaken, he played for the Jets too. Like, this one's going to be a little personal for Tyrod Taylor, which always makes it fun. It really does. I don't know how many teams that guy's been on. I got to look at that at the break. But Tyrod Taylor's been on the Bills. He's been on the Giants. I think he's been on the Jets. I think he's been all over the place. And quite frankly, what I've seen from him, it's not that bad, actually. So could they win? Sure. But if you're the Jets, you have to win this football game. You have to. The Dolphins, they play the Patriots. I think the Dolphins have to have this game. After what they did, they have to have this game. I look at the Patriots getting that win against Buffalo last week. I expect them to have a letdown. But the Dolphins have to get this game. They have to win. I know I'm up against a break. So, look, what I'll do on the next segment is I'm going to come back, and obviously I'm going to break it down what I think happens in the games.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. That's 800-915-9654.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV, and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call, because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Andy Dorf coming at you flying solo today, which is all good, man. I like it. 1-800-878-7529. Those are my digits. Hit me up on the XYZ. It's Dorf on Sports. Hit me up on IG. I like that. That actually, holy cow, I just made up a new rhyme. Hit me up on the XYZ and hit me up on IG. It's the real Dorf on Sports there. Okay. I'm a poet. I don't even know it. Okay, so I'm going to run through the games, and I'm going to give you my expert opinion on what I think may or may not happen. Take it for what it's worth. It's free advice. It doesn't cost you a damn thing to listen to me. Rams playing the Cowboys. Cowboys coming back after a bye week. Gotta like that, right? Rams coming in 2-4. Cowboys are 4-2. Cowboys are favored by a big whopping 7-point touchdown. That's the point, the kick and the touchdown. I like the Cowboys. I think they do win. Dak and the guys are playing relatively well. Dak is actually completing like 68% of his passes this season. So the best passing that he's had throughout his career. I think they get the W against the Rams today. I'm taking the Cowboys at home. Vikings play my Green Bay Packers. Packer fans, you may not like what I have to say. I ain't mad at you. The Vikings are winning this football game, people. And Kirk Cousins is a decent quarterback. It's interesting. I've listened to the arguments. I've heard analysts talk about this, that, and the other with this guy. He doesn't win the big game. He loses in the postseason. All true. All true. However, he is a good quarterback. He's better than the quarterback that they have in Green Bay, who's Jordan Love. I think the Vikings win this game. And I wouldn't be shocked or surprised if they win this thing by double digits. And they're only a 1-point favorite. So I don't know who in the hell thinks the Green Bay Packers are pretty good, but I'm telling you, they're not that good, and I'm telling you they're going to struggle against the Minnesota Vikings today. Take the Minnesota Vikings to beat the Green Bay Packers today. Falcons playing the Titans. Well, the Titans are playing their backup quarterback. The Falcons, to me, are hit or miss. Desmond Ridder, I don't trust that dude as far as I can throw him, and I got two bad knees, so I shouldn't be throwing anybody. But they have a decent running game, and they have a pretty good defense. The Titans have a good defense. The offense is not good. I think the Falcons will get this done on the road. Could be a late field goal to win the game, something along those lines. But I'm going to take the Atlanta Falcons, who I went against last week against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, and they wound up biting me in the you-know-what. So I messed up there. It was my fault. I messed up. Okay, let's take a look at this next one. Saints playing the Colts. You know, I've talked about, like, important games, you know, games that mean more than others. To me, this is a real, obviously, for both these teams, this is like both teams need to have it. They both need to have it. But there's something I like about this Colts team. Like, I just like their energy. I like Gardner Minshew better than I like Anthony Richardson, who's not playing the rest of the year. I think Gardner does give them the better opportunity to win week in and week out, actually. So I'm going to take the Colts to beat the Saints. And I know that the Saints are actually favored, but I'll take the home dog here against a Saints team that I haven't seen that much from as of yet. So I'll take the Colts to get the W against the Saints today. Patriots playing the Dolphins. Okay, so very interesting about how we've talked about the Patriots this season when you really think about it. We talked about Bill Belichick not being any good and, you know, how he hasn't drafted well and how the Patriots have fallen off the map and they've had some of their worst losses in Belichick's history as a coach. And then we're talking about Mac Jones and, like, Mac Jones isn't that good and, you know, this, that, and the other about, you know, Tom Brady was there. And okay, I get it. I got Mac Jones back a little bit. I don't think Mac Jones is all that bad. I really, really don't think Mac Jones is all that bad. I think what's bad is that he doesn't have a lot of great guys to throw the ball to. And I don't think his offensive line is all that great. But I think Mac Jones is very capable. I really do. However, going to Miami, going to play Tua, going to play the Dolphins, who are coming off of a loss, and they didn't look that good. Like, they got their butts handed to them. You know, like, anytime they play a team that's any good, the Miami Dolphins I'm talking about, they seem to not show up. So when you're playing a team that is 2-5, and they're riding an emotional high after last week, I think you got to knock them off their pedestal a little bit. I like the Dolphins to win at home against the Patriots. Jets playing the Giants. You heard me talk about this earlier. Like, the Jets can't lose this game. You can't lose this game and want Aaron Rodgers to come back. You can't. You absolutely can't lose this game. You're playing in the same stadium. It's like this is the only road game that's not a road game for you, because you both play in MetLife Stadium. This is like a home game for the Jets, is what I'm trying to say. So I'm taking the Jets to win this game in what is not a road game, but they're on the road. Kind of funny. All right, Jaguars playing the Steelers. Trevor Lawrence has been looking a lot better. Obviously, the Jaguars have been looking a lot better. They're going for their fifth straight win. They're playing in a place that I think is tough to play. I really do. I think it's tough to play in Pittsburgh, and crazy things happen in Pittsburgh. But with that being said, I do like the Jags to get it done on the road. I think that Travis Etienne, I think that Calvin Ridley, I think that Trevor Lawrence, I think that Doug Peterson, the coach, will put his team in a very good position. And I think that the Steelers are going to have a hard time scoring. Like, the Jaguars have a good defense. They play well on the road. They're 3-1, or 3-0. I'm sorry, they're 3-0. The Steelers are 2-1 at home, which isn't bad. I slightly give a lean and a push to the Jaguars to get this thing done. Eagles playing the Commanders. Like, it's all right in front of the Eagles when you think about it. Okay? It is literally right out in front of them. The 49ers have lost, right? The Dallas Cowboys are in their rearview mirror. They're 4-2. These guys are 6-1. To me, the Commanders need this game, but I also think the Eagles need this game, and I think the Eagles have better players. I don't trust Sam Howell. You know, I talked about elite quarterbacks, and like there's Patrick Mahomes, and then there's Joe Burrow, who's number two. This guy, Jalen Hurts, he might be number three. So I think the Eagles, even though I haven't been overly impressed with the way that they've played, they're a really good football team. And they have yet to hit on all cylinders. I like the Eagles to beat the Commanders on the road. Texans playing the Panthers. Fun one. We talked about this. Kind of a fun one because you got the two kids going at it. C.J. Stroud and Bryce Young. And truth be told, the Panthers have gotten out to a terrible, terrible start. Like, this would be a cool win for them. But I like this Texans team. I think they've shown some grit. I think they've shown some guts. And they believe that C.J. Stroud is the guy. Like, he's done a good job. I got the Texans winning on the road against the Panthers, and they're going to remain winless. So they're going to go to 0-7. Browns playing the Seahawks. This is a tough one. This is a really, really tough game for me. There's just something, though, about the Seahawks, and when they play at home, I tend to gravitate a little bit to them playing at home. Hard place to play. They've got that one loss. The Browns are 1-1. This is a sticky situation for the Cleveland Browns. I'm going to take the Seahawks at home, but it could be whoever has the ball last. Kansas City is only favored by 7 against the Broncos on the road. That's shocking and surprising to me. Like, the Chiefs should win this by double digits, I would think. I really would think the Chiefs should win this game by double digits. I've got the Chiefs beating the Broncos on the road in Denver, Colorado. Ravens coming here to play the Arizona Cardinals. I think we see Lamar really, really ball out. I think it's going to be a tough day for that defense to stop him and contain him, whether it's going to be throwing it to Mark Andrews and the bevy of other weapons that he has, or him just using his legs and getting out there and being a handful and like a running back, obviously. I think the Ravens have a really, really good day. I think they play well, and I think they get a nice victory here in the desert. Bengals play the 49ers. I didn't do my homework on this, so I'm going to try to do it while I'm talking to you to see if Brock Purdy is playing today's game. Brock Purdy status. Let's see what Brock Purdy status is for today. But even with that being said, I kind of like the Bengals no matter what. Okay. I'm trying to get this as I'm doing this with you right now. So that's why it seems a little shaky on my part, but, he was a full practice. So I think he's going to give it a go. I really do. So with that being said, I really like the Bengals. I'm sorry, but I like the Bengals to somehow figure out a way to get it done at San Francisco. Bears play the Chargers. That's the Sunday nighter. I think it's going to be a tough, tough day for the Chicago Bears in Inglewood, California, playing against Justin Herbert and the bevy of weapons that this guy has at his disposal. And then the Monday nighter, it's all about the lie downs, people. That they got to show up and show out and absolutely destroy the Las Vegas Raiders on Monday night. All right, people, I got through it. I got to come back and do what I always do. It's called the parting shot. Keep it close, everybody. I'm Andy Dorf flying solo here today on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. I'll be right back.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-378-3508. 800-378-3508. That's 800-378-3508. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
If you served in the Marine Corps, by now you know about the contaminated water problem at Camp Lejeune. If you were stationed or worked at Camp Lejeune from 1953 to 1987, you probably have a lot of questions. We have some answers. You could be entitled to compensation. Billions of dollars are being allocated to pay for damages to anyone stationed at Camp Lejeune during that time. Unfortunately, it appears that officials may have known the contaminated water problem existed and did little to protect their men. The Semper Fi Code was not honored. If you or someone in your family has developed a serious illness, including various forms of cancer, call this Camp Lejeune legal support line right now. You can't turn back the clock and change what happened, but you can certainly call right now and learn your rights as a Marine. Here's the number.
800-725-1651. 800-725-1651. That's 800-725-1651. Paid for by Legal Alert Line.
All righty, everybody. Welcome back in for the final time today here on the Dorfon Sports Weekend Edition, Week 8. Of the NFL is upon us, and get ready, people, buckle up, because I have a good feeling today's going to be like every other Sunday. Crazy, chaotic, insane, last minute, you never know what's going to happen, so sit back, enjoy the ride. Obviously, you can get at me a couple few different ways. You can always get at me on the XYZ thing at Dorfon Sports. You can get at me on Facebook at Dorfon Sports. You can get at me on IG at The Real Dorfon Sports there. Okay, so it's parting shot time, man. And obviously, I'm only doing this myself today, so it's kind of an interesting proposition to be in. I've got to hit on a couple things. First and foremost, week one of the NBA season has come. I am very, very concerned about certain things that I'm seeing early in the season because guys are taking days off and we haven't even gotten started. Like, if you're not concerned about that, like, I'm sorry. There's something wrong with how you feel about today's athlete. I don't like it. I don't like seeing guys take days off when the season has basically just started. It's too soon. We can't have that. We need guys to be healthy. Like, how did they do it back in the day? I don't get it. I don't understand it. But I do know that they had to play to get paid. So maybe something along those lines needs to come back into play. I don't know how you do it. I don't know what to say. But at the end of the day, it drives me absolutely insane. And here's my last take on today. It's Sunday, people. Get your popcorn. Go support your team. Don't fight with people. Just enjoy the football. Try to be civilized. Try to be humanitarian, for crying out loud. For Robert, I'm the Dorfman saying peace. I'll catch y'all next week on the Dorfman Sports Weekend Edition. Take care, everybody. Have a great day.
What?
What?
This, ladies and gentlemen, concludes our show.
Maybe do it again sometime.
Bye-bye.
You've been listening to Dorf on Sports with Andy Dorf. Till next time.